Thank you very much, and good morning. It's 11 past 10 o'clock, and thank you for joining us this morning on today's edition of Let's Talk. My guest this morning, and we're delighted he could join us on the day after the President addressed the nation and the Congress with the State of the Union address. My guest this morning, the Senator from Wyoming, Senator John Barrasso. Senator, good morning.
Al, it's always great to be on the radio with you at Cougar, and I just wish I were in the studio with you right now in Green River.
You know, I wish you were here too, and I know you say that, and I know you mean it, because it's got to be crazy days in the Capitol.
Well, it is a fascinating place, and you know, I was home in Wyoming last weekend, and I'll be at home in Wyoming hopefully later tonight to visit with people from around the state. I had one of those telephone town hall meetings on Tuesday, and to me, the people of Wyoming get it right, and the people of Washington get it wrong. Last night, the president said he wanted to focus on jobs and the debt, and yet right now on the Senate floor, we are voting on raising the debt limit in this country by $1.9 trillion. I mean, it's an astonishing amount of money. That's just raising the debt by that amount, and I'm voting against it, but they have people that are just willing to spend the money.
In a nutshell, your take on the president's speech last night?
Well, you know, the president always gives a good speech, Al, and it's just a question of where's the line between the words, you know, his rhetoric, and then the reality of what we see. The president last night said, I want to work with people from both parties, and he said, I'm going to start meeting with the leaders of the Republican Party once a month. Well, he should have done that from day one. You know, I think that he's wasted a full year focused not on what should be the number one priority of the country, which are jobs and the economy, but trying to pass a health care bill that only less than one out of three Americans support, because it's such sweeping in its changes, and it cuts Medicare for our seniors on Medicare, and it raises taxes and causes people's insurance rates to go up. So the president, when he gives a speech, it tends to be a great speech. Some of the promises he made last night are promises he made a year ago and never came through with.
Did you hear anything new or different last night?
Well, I was happy to hear him talk about energy in the sense of things that are important to Wyoming. He talked about new nuclear power plants, and we know that Wyoming is the number one producer of uranium in the country. He talked about oil and gas exploration, talked about, he used the phrase clean coal. I think those are all very important because we need to have energy security in this nation. We need the renewables, but we need it all. We need energy efficiency, and my stand on this has always been we need to make our energy as clean as we can, as fast as we can, without raising prices for American families.
Many say that it's just as important, or I should say this way, many say it's just as important as the topics discussed as to look at the topics that were not mentioned. And one of the topics that I didn't hear last night, taxes, and a lot of tax law is going to expire this year. And in essence, we're going to see higher tax rates if Congress doesn't address that, income tax, capital gains tax, estate taxes.
Well, you're right. The death tax is a big part of that as well. And when you think about the economy and you want to grow an economy, Al, you know this, small business owner, you want some certainty. Am I going to go to the bank and get out a loan and take additional risk? And I want to hire people in my community and put them to work. Well, what are the risks? And you want some certainty. And right now there's a lot of uncertainty out there. One, with taxes, business people, others, individuals, worried taxes are going to go up. This cap and trade scheme, which I believe if it passes, you know, I'm so opposed to it, but if it passes, I believe it will raise energy costs for families and for businesses. The mandates in the health care bill, if that passes, that's going to be a job killer. So you get the president who says that that number one priority for the year 2010 is jobs. And then he does not outline a plan that really allows for that to happen in the private sector, which is where 70% of jobs come from, small businesses in the private sector. You know, he said, I want the House, what he called jobs bill from the House, onto my desk to sign, you know, as soon as possible. Well, you take a look at that bill, half of the money is for unemployment benefits. It's not to create jobs. And I think people want jobs now. They don't want more long-term debt later. But this is his, now he just renamed the bill. Before they were calling it Stimulus 2 or the son of stimulus. But when 75% of the Americans told CNN, Al, that they thought half of the money in this so-called first stimulus bill was wasted, the president's changed the title of the bill, but underlying it is no more than just a new so-called stimulus bill to the tune of $150 billion.
Tell me if I'm missing the mark here, but with the elections coming up in November, I have to believe these tax issues are going to be a big topic in 2010.
Well, I think they will be, and I think that the number one topic is going to be the economy. You know, when they proposed a year ago this so-called stimulus bill, they said if you pass it, unemployment will stay under 8%. Well, I voted against it, but it was passed, and unemployment rate went to over 10%. Now, we're fortunate in Wyoming in that our unemployment numbers are lower than that, but they're still at an all-time high in Wyoming right now for over the past period of years. So the people of Wyoming get it right. We realize that we need to focus on jobs and the economy, and while the president is focusing on green jobs, we need to focus on the red, white, and blue jobs that continue to power the country. You know, I just got back from traveling overseas with Senator McCain and Senator Lieberman, and everywhere I went, Al, Senator McCain would introduce me as Senator from Wyoming, one of the most beautiful states in the United States. And that's because we get it right in terms of multiple use of the land. We protect we use our resources, and at the same time, protect our environment, protect our wildlife, and continue to work to make sure that we have the Wyoming that we want for the future.
Senator, Americans are angry. I think you know that.
Oh, yes.
And that anger now seems to be moving in focus to the entire body and not just one party. Your read on that?
Well, I think if the president were to make a true statement last night at the State of the Union, he would have said that the State of the Union is unsettled. People all across the country are unhappy with the direction or the lack of direction. And when the president, he talked with George Stephanopoulos Sunday about pushing the reset button. You know, that says to me that he's been going down the wrong path for the full last year. Spending a full year on health care when he should have been focused on jobs and the economy, which was the number one concern of the American people. And that's why 58% of Americans now think that the country is on the wrong path. Well, the commander-in-chief leads the way and comes up with his agenda and promotes that. And I think he has ignored the things that are important to American people, which are jobs, the economy, and we've seen government takeovers and bailouts and spending that, to me, Al, is something we can't do that like that at home. You have to live within our means. The state of Wyoming balances our budget every year. We have to by the Constitution, but the spending here to me, it's irresponsible. It is unsustainable. And I worry that it's irreversible because the president's budget is one that doubles the national debt in 5 years and triples it in 10.
As this anger and mistrust continues, and I think it's growing, and I think Massachusetts really put an exclamation mark or point on that. You're in your first year. You're in your first short term. You've been there a year. Are you concerned that you are becoming tainted by association? You're part of the body.
Well, that's why I come home every weekend to Wyoming. It's why I only work in Washington and live in Wyoming, travel around the state extensively, listening to people, making sure that I'm hearing the voice of the Wyoming people. It's a privilege to represent the people of Wyoming, and I try to reflect their views as I hear them, but you got to be home a lot. And last weekend was at a Boy Scout Court of Honor for a young man becoming an Eagle Scout. We had a Raising Readers program. You go to church on Sunday. Tomorrow night there's a chili feed that I'm going to in Casper. The weekend before that I was in Riverton and Lander and Cody and, you kind of run the list, and Sheridan and Buffalo to listen to people, to see what they have to say. I'm sure I'll be in the near future, all the way in Sweetwater County and Uinta County, And that's what you do. You listen to people. But I do these town hall meetings, the telephone town hall meetings, where I had questions from Green River and Rock Springs just on Tuesday. You call around the state and you listen to people. And I think that's the way you stay in touch. You never become one of Washington because you come home to Wyoming every weekend.
What do you say to the voter when you're home here, Senator? What do you say to the voter who says, yeah, but you are in the Senate, you are a senator, and you are a part of the problem?
Well, what they tend to say is, we see what's happening in Washington, and we really appreciate the way that you vote. You are representing our opinion. And that's what I hear the lion's share of the time. People know what I stand for, and Mike Enzi and Cynthia Lummis. The Wyoming voters, I think, are very sophisticated. They get it right. They know what's happening out there, and they know what their beliefs are. And that's why I'm going to continue to come home and listen to people. And I think that's the best way you stay in touch with the folks.
Explain to the people, this is what we're seeing. We see people like Senator Lott, who says the wrong thing at a banquet and loses his leadership position, and then eventually it ends his political career. We see someone shout out, very impolite and very uncalled for, President, you lie. And we see all kinds of things come down on his head. And then we see senators buying and selling votes, and it doesn't even raise the eyebrow of the Ethics Committee. Can you explain to the American people what's going on?
I think the American people are disgusted and have every right to be. When you hear about this Cornhusker kickback, which was the 60th vote in the senator from Nebraska, you know, getting special treatment, the senator from Arkansas getting special treatment in the health care bill, I think that's one of the things that has the American people the most disgusted. You know, when the president ran and said, we'll have the negotiations on health care on C-SPAN so everybody can participate, and then the first thing he does is bring in the lobbyists and the special interests to the White House to cut the deals, and then he brings in individual senators to cut additional deals where votes, to me, were sold. If you did this in the state of Wyoming as a legislator, you'd go to jail. So, again, Wyoming gets it right, and I think that's why the American people are so disgusted with what they see coming out of Washington. It's the closed-door deals. It's the special interest having these closed-door meetings in the White House. And I think, you know, right before that Massachusetts election that you brought up earlier, Al, that's when the union leaders went to Washington and read the Riot Act to the president and said, you got to take this thing out of the bill. And he said, okay, you know, even to the tune of another billions and billions of dollars. So I think that the American public looked at all of this and said they're going to change 1/6 of the economy of the United States, all of healthcare, something that affects each one of us individually. And they're going to do it using tactics like this, where 13 senators who voted for a terrible piece of legislation only did so after getting either specific kickbacks to their state, payoffs, whatever you want to call it, or carve-outs so that people in their state weren't under this horrible bill. And people are saying, well, what about me? Why am I? You know, if you're not part of the secret deal, then you're cut out. And for many, many Americans who felt cut out, they said, they're doing all this on my back, and it's wrong. And I think that you saw that in Massachusetts.
Do you blame Americans for saying it's a corrupt government and corrupt politicians?
I think the American people watch what's happening here and say, I don't like what's happening there. That's not what I want. That's not what I voted for. That's not change I can believe in, but that's what people voted for change a year ago, and this is what they got, and they say, this isn't what I'm looking for.
All right. Your reaction to the Massachusetts election?
Well, I had a chance last Thursday to meet Scott Brown. We had a number of senators, had lunch with him. I think that people in Massachusetts spoke out against all of these kickbacks and payoffs and however you want to say that. But they voted against a bill, and that's what he said. He said, Scott Brown, he said, look, I'm vote number 41 against this health care proposal that raises taxes, cuts Medicare, and causes people who have insurance to end up having to pay more in terms of their insurance premiums. And the people of Massachusetts, I think, voted for him in a way that I think, surprised people all across the country. And as I travel around Wyoming last week, and I'm getting the thumbs up from people saying, yeah, they showed them in Massachusetts. It's good to say that people ought to be paying attention. And when you have a bill like the health care bill that only 30% of Americans support, and the president said, as other Democrats have said, we know better than the American people. After we force this through, they'll learn to like it. You know, that's no way that you should represent the people of your district. It's not the way I do it. It's not the way Mike Enzi or Cynthia Lummis does it. We're going to continue to come home every weekend, live in Wyoming, work in Washington, and do our very best to listen to the people of Wyoming and represent the people of Wyoming.
Did Massachusetts kill that bill? Is this bill dead?
The president last night in his State of the Union, he said, take another look at what we propose. The people of America have taken a look at what he's put together here. We don't need to take another look at a bill that I believe is going to kill jobs and make our economy worse. What we need to do is have health care reform in a way, step by step, regaining the trust of the American people, coming up with solutions that make a difference incrementally. It's the kind of thing we tried to do with the Wyoming legislature in a bipartisan way to find solutions, and there are solutions on health care. Things I've talked with you about, as well as Steve Kaur, when he's interviewed me on this. You know, we need to let people buy health insurance across state lines. We need to have opportunities for people who have to buy their own insurance personally to have the same tax breaks as the big companies get. We need to deal with lawsuit abuse. We need to put more focus on an individual making the right choices in terms of health, because right now half of the money we spend in this country on health is on people that eat too much, exercise too little, and smoke. And then we need to make sure that small businesses can group together. There are a number of things that we can do to get down the cost of care and to help cover more people. But I don't think it's a monstrous 2,700-page bill with lots of sweetheart deals cut behind closed doors, Al.
Final question, and we'll let you go because I know you're extremely busy and there's a lot of votes going on even today. But for the past year, Washington, D.C. has been a one-party town. The 41st vote in the Senate is huge. What can we expect in 2010?
Well, I want to work together for solutions that work for Wyoming. I'm going to continue to fight for quality jobs, quality education, quality of life issues for the people of Wyoming. Come home every weekend, visit with folks, listen to what they have to say. In terms of Washington in the House, the Democrats still have, 77-vote majority. In the Senate, an 18-vote majority. And the president. So they're the ones calling the shots. I want to work together with people to find solutions that make life better for the American people.
Again, thank you for joining us this morning, and we appreciate your comments, your feedback, and your insight to what the president had to say last night and where we're going from here forward. Senator, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Al. Take care of yourself.
I will, sir.
Thanks. Bye.
Senator John Barrasso.